The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Man, oh man, can it buy you a boat? You better buy your boat with a heater on it today.
Seriously.
Man, it is a little cold outside.
Ooh, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I'm Meg, and with me this morning is Stefan Schmidt from Key Marine, who is our sponsor of the show for Boat Smart.
Yep. I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College as well.
Yes, so, he is. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to go there because I kept mispronouncing it last week.
You just need to keep practicing it.
Georgetown Technical College.
That's right.
All right, there you go.
Right that time. Marine Service Technology. Can you say that?
Marine Service Technology.
That's right. So I am the instructor over at the Marine Service Technology class at Georgetown. We're on break this week.
You are. So proud of you for coming in on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're on
Thank
break.
You so much.
Yeah, we've been off all week, and I don't necessarily like all these days off. I like to have a couple here and there, you know. And
you seem to me a guy that likes to stay busy.
I like to stay busy, and I like to work, and I enjoy my job. And anybody listening to my show, they can tell you that.
No doubt.
They probably
no
know
doubt.
That I enjoy my job, and my students enjoy it. They don't want to be off this long either.
True. I mean, after a while, what are you going to do? Especially when it's this cold, you can't really go boating.
Well, you can.
Well, you can, I guess.
Bundle up, you know. Maybe
you have a yacht.
Start you a fire on your boat or something. People do that now.
What?
They have little fireplaces on their boats.
No,
it's
they
crazy.
Do not.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with them. Maybe it's like propane or something.
How do you do that?
I don't
know.
That
doesn't seem safe to me.
I know it doesn't.
For some reason.
I've never done that, and I don't think I'm going to do that. So.
I'm thinking that may not be the best idea.
No, I've been seeing these pontoons or tritoons, these bigger boats, and has little like fire pits on them, kind of like, I don't know what the deal is with
Whoa,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm not. No. You know, no.
I don't know. Does insurance cover that? I have no idea.
You might want to check before you put it on your boat.
You might want to. Oh,
wow.
My. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. 850-437-1620. Maybe you're sitting around there and you're just all fat and lazy and you got a question about your boat. Maybe a question about Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to answer those questions. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. You got me tongue-tied today.
Oh,
5621
yeah,
Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is celebrating 20 years in business, and they started that in November. Now we're almost to December already, believe that?
This Sunday. Completely surprised me that this
December
Sunday is
1st.
December 1st.
Oh. So they're going to give you 20% off of labor all the way up until the 20th of December.
What a great deal.
Yeah. And that's probably about when they're getting ready to take their break. The dealerships in our area and the boat repair centers typically take a break last 2 weeks of the year. And that's when they take vacations and stuff. So they'll probably be closed during that time. So take advantage of that right now. Maybe if you get in there early, check them out. Maybe you need a Christmas, something to give away. They might do a gift certificate for you as
well.
That's
a great idea.
You can save some money there.
That's a great idea.
You know, take advantage of the specials that they have out at Key Marine. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. You can check them out on their website at keymarinecenter.com and also check them out on Facebook as well. So as I said, we were closed this week, and I say we. The school was open Wednesday, all the way up to Wednesday. That administration was there, and I think the counselors were, some of them were there, some of them weren't. But actually, I went into work on Wednesday morning for about an hour and a half or so, and we had a surprise come in. And I said I was going to make an announcement. I was supposed to make it last week.
Right.
Got sidetracked,
keeping
but it's okay to do it now.
You're keeping us in suspense.
In suspense. So all the listeners are probably going, what in the world was he going to tell us about? Well, I'm going to tell you about.
Do I need a drum roll here?
No, you can do a drum roll, but she don't have it on the button yet. You got to work on that.
I know.
And I can't do one with my mouth, so that ain't going to happen. So we received a 600-horsepower Verado exhibit from Mercury Marine. It's a V12 core unit, which is a display unit that Mercury Marine takes around to different locations and things like that to display their new product.
Huh.
So probably about a month ago or so, I got an email from Nick Van Knocker. He's a development and operations manager for Mercury Marine.
Huh.
And I'm up in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And they sent me an email and said, hey, would you be interested in this? And they picked our school to get this product.
How cool is that?
It's the latest and greatest mercury product on the market.
Wow.
And it's a display unit.
Mm-hmm.
But the students can learn so much. And, you know, my classroom is all about excitement.
Right.
Getting students in there, getting them excited about, you know, what we have to offer in our classroom and what the marine industry has to offer. And this gives them a real good look at what's out there without getting on a boat, of course. You know,
right.
We actually ran two of these motors last summer. We took a couple out. I think it was last summer or summer before. We were on a Boston Whaler. And Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine took us down, and we actually took the whole class on a boat and had the opportunity to see two of these motors run on the back of a boat.
That's great.
And so we did that, but now we have this unit in our classroom environment.
So this is a more state-of-the-art unit?
Yes, and it's just basically it gives the students a good view of the externals of this motor, you know, and the components that are on it and things like that. So it's pretty neat.
Well,
I should send you a picture. Maybe you can put it up on our page up there, whatever podcast.
Yeah,
goes.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah,
what a
I'll
great opportunity for them.
Yeah, so.
How long will you have it?
Forever. It's ours.
Oh, they
yeah,
donate
it's a donation.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's congratulations.
And yeah, so it's a great, you know, great thing to get from Mercury and the support that our manufacturers give us, you know, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki now, support our classroom and the students because they want us to be familiar, the students to be familiar with the products are out in the market as well.
Right.
I've always been an advocate to talking about motors and you hear people complain about, you know, it could be cars and air conditionings and houses and engines and all these different things. People complain about the products sometimes, right? So let's say they're complaining about an outboard engine that they own. This thing's a piece of junk. It always breaks down on me, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
So many times, and I'm not saying you can't get a bad engine from any manufacturer.
Well,
sometimes
sure.
It may happen, right? But so many times it's related more toward maintenance and taking care of it or who is actually maintaining it for you.
We
right?
talked about that last week because
yeah, so,
you don't just put it on and then you're done.
Yeah, you have to take care of it. So
yeah.
A lot of times the blame goes toward the manufacturer when it's not really the manufacturer.
Right.
Right.
But I bet you a lot of new boat owners especially have no idea what to do to maintain it.
They have no idea. So they should tune into the show and get Boat Smart.
Boat Smart,
right,
yes.
And get Boat Smart on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so thank you so much, Mercury Marine, for this product. My student gets to see it when it comes in.
Awesome.
And I actually posted a couple pictures on my Facebook page and I have my shorts on Wednesday. I don't have my shorts on today.
Isn't it crazy? So
and,
cold today.
Wednesday I went up and unloaded the 18 wheeler and the driver of the 18 wheeler so nice and Mercury Marine's been so nice and we made it easy for them because I was talking to the delivery company for about 2 weeks scheduling and pinpointing the time and everything. So when the 18 wheeler pulled up, I was there with the forklift.
You had all
the
logistics
get up
ready.
And he was
Good
so excited about going home to Thanksgiving.
Aww.
The driver was.
He probably figured you weren't going to be ready.
He didn't. Yeah. So he's like, man. I said, man, we're going to get this thing offloaded and get it inside, and you can be on your way. And it was really good. And we had a good opportunity to get off the truck real quick for him. And
well, sounds like a Santa Claus moment right
really,
now because it is a great gift for the program.
So
right?
Guess what delivered. Guess what kind of 18-wheeler delivered it? This is really cool.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid.
it was a Mayflower.
Oh, right. We just
right?
had our big fill the Mayflower drive.
So the Mayflower
delivered
it. So that was cool, too.
Well, you know what they call those?
So,
God winks.
Yeah, exactly.
Little God winks when
exactly.
things happen.
So it was really cool, and I was thankful. I'm thankful and forever thankful for all the product and items that Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki provide to us. It gives the students good opportunity.
You just made me think of something. Do you take donations for the school for product and for tools and that kind of thing?
Well,
I mean, could a business
actually
sponsor
business
besides,
can do
like,
that.
Besides one of the motor, you know, Mercury Marine or something, but like local businesses that might want to help?
Yes, people can do that. We've actually had people donate boats and things like that.
Oh, okay.
I have to look at the product first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, and I'm not being... I don't want to turn anybody off the donations, but a lot of times people call me and they'll say, yeah, I've had this boat. It's been sitting underneath the tree for 30 years, and I thought it'd be a great donation for your school.
Maybe not.
You know, and it's a lot of times it just doesn't work out that way.
Right.
You know, so I have to look at it.
Yeah.
I have to make sure it's relevant for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The older stuff I try to steer away from, just for the fact that we're not working old stuff out in the field out here in our area.
Right.
You know, so I try to steer away from that kind of stuff. And I definitely got to be careful about stuff we have to put a lot of money in because the school can't afford to dump a bunch of money in older boats or anything to, you know, to make it run too either. So that's a factor as well.
Right. Okay. So, but that's good to know because you never know who might have something that would be valuable to the program.
Yep. And I've actually reached out to the sheriff's department looking for donations from them because sometimes they confiscate boats. And,
oh, that's
and
true. Arrests they do auctions every once in a while.
Yeah. So
too.
If Chip, if you're listening,
Chip Simmons,
I'm looking for a twin engine. I'm looking for a twin engine boat. You don't even have to have motors on. I just need something that's in decent shape. I can put some motors on.
All right.
So you know, I've always been able to beg for stuff. It never hurts my feelings to do that. So
yeah,
I do that. You know,
talking with Stephen Schmidt this morning with George Stone Technical College,
right.
And if you have a question about boating, I mean, this is the time of year right now. Maybe you're not going to get on the water today, but this might be the perfect day to do a little project this weekend as far as maintenance goes. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. He would love to answer them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. I like to answer questions and I like to talk to people. So it's really, and especially about George Stone and the great things that we do over there. And you know, I always get out into conversations with people, you know, when I'm out in public and I talk, especially at restaurants when a waitress or waiter comes over.
Everybody knows who you are.
You know, so, I don't know about that.
My boat has blah, blah, blah.
I like to ask them when I'm in a restaurant, I like to say to them, is this your main job or are you going to school?
Sure.
What's your future look like? You know, that kind of thing. And not to say that you can be a waiter or waitress all your entire life. That's okay. But most people use that as a stepping stone or a way to fund schooling, right?
I did when I was in school.
A lot of times I'll get in these conversations with the waiter or waitress and a lot of times they don't even know about George Stone.
It's interesting because I don't see the publicity for it as much, let's say, than UWF or PSC.
We do advertise.
Well,
we really heavily advertise with Cat Country and this station as well.
Yes.
And that's why we're on the air to get the word out. And I could tell you this, 10 years ago or so, or a lot of people, if you mentioned George Stone, nobody knew about it because we weren't getting the word out like we should.
Mm-hmm. I get more of it now than I ever did.
Yeah, and that's because we're talking about it. And we're talking about the great things that happens over there with all the students and the different classes and stuff like that.
And
I think
there's been a shift culturally because for such a long time, it was the idea of, okay, go to college, get a degree. People were going to college, they didn't even know what they wanted to do.
Right.
And here you're coming out of a program where you have a skill, you're going to be hired. It's a skill that's needed, or skills, I should say, that are needed. And I think there's been a cultural change about how people look at technical colleges now, don't you?
Yeah, I do too. And you said you're going to be hired. You're going to be hired if you apply yourself.
Well,
okay?
That's the teacher speaking right there.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've actually had students come through my class and there's no way you're ever going to get a job in this industry. You might want to think about being a
DJ.
DJ, yeah. You might want to go on Pep Talk for a while or something, you know. But, I think there's a big shift to that, you know. And I was speaking to a lady yesterday who had a four-year degree and looking for a job. And I'm like, okay. I wanted to say, why don't you come to George Stone and get a real education? You
know,
but on Thanksgiving, you have to be kind of careful what you say to people, right?
Yeah,
So anyway,
right.
Yeah.
But so, it is true to a certain extent, though.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a lot of things are shifting that way, I think. And it is about getting the word out, you know, and that kind of stuff. And a lot of tech schools change their name instead of being like a technical center or a tech school. They change their name to a college because it's mainly perception.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The whole culture is changing.
And, you know, I want to go to college. Well, you can go to George Stone Technical College. And a lot of times... when you go to our school, what is that stuff, articulation agreements and things like that?
Sure.
Work out at other schools too. So it depends on what class you go to. Maybe you over at PJC or another class and you come over to my school and you can also, you know, bring your credentials with you from there too. So
there's some transferable credits, that kind of thing.
Right, so that works as well.
Well, that's good. Do you have, could a business sponsor a scholarship for a student?
They can. And, you know, I have people that help in our classroom line. I talk about our student of the month program. And I have a gentleman that donates tools.
Nice.
Every month, we give away about $100 and $150 worth of tools to a student that is a student of the month. I've had people donate boats. I've had businesses give scholarships to students.
Nice. See, that's what I was thinking.
And one business in particular gave a major scholarship, paid for the student's entire school all the way through. And all he had to, he didn't even have to get, and he said, you don't even have to come work for me. I would like for you to come work for me, but you know, and he gave the scholarship.
So there were
out.
No strings attached.
No strings attached scholarship.
That's great.
We went over and we took some pictures and that kind of stuff and talked about it. And, you know, and that student did not go to work for that dealership.
Mm-hmm.
His plans were different. But how we determined the scholarship was I actually had my students kind of weigh in. Hey, we have a scholarship available. What student would you think would deserve the scholarship?
That's great.
So instead of me saying, okay, this student or this student, I kind of, you know, allow my students to say, okay, which student in your classroom right now would you think would be eligible for a scholarship? And they weighed all that.
I love that. That's really great. You know? Because then there's no resentment because they made the decision.
Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know there'd be any resentment or anything, you know, as far as that goes. Does that happen? I don't know. Not in my class. My students all get along. They all get along.
So, well, that's great. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the teacher.
Maybe. They're scared of me. No, I doubt that. So, yeah, we can do that. So, if anybody out there is listening, you're interested in that, you know, you can get a hold of me on my cell phone, 850-393-4212. I don't mind giving that out. It's on our website.
Okay.
And I never mind giving that out and that kind of stuff. You can call or text me or go to the website and email me.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
And while you're writing down a number, now is the time to write in a question. Text us at 850-437-1620. Stefan Schmidt is here with Boat Smart to answer your boating questions, questions about Georgetown Technical College, and anything and everything boats.
Yeah, anything in education as well. So I can talk about other classes there too, because I'm pretty familiar with most of the classes there as well and what they do. I can't list them all because there's so many.
Right.
There's a bunch.
Okay.
And I need to bring a book in here and just go down the list one day.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because I suspect people don't really know all the different things.
They don't. I'll do that. I'll bring the book in. We'll go down maybe after the first of the year. You know, people have New Year's resolutions to.
Now's the time.
Hey, think about a GED.
Yeah.
You know, our school does that.
They do.
You know, so.
And you got to have that.
Amelia got her GED. Now she's working in the industry. So you got all kinds of great examples of getting a GED. And completing your education.
Yeah, I love that story. You told that last week.
Yeah, and, you know, all those stories are so great. So, you know.
It's got to be super gratifying to do what you do.
Yeah. So our subject was fuel and fuel systems, right?
Right.
And I'm just going to wrap it up kind of quick and go over the little bit of tidbits and notes that we had and talk about this. Because next week I'm going to kind of go into what to do when it freezes outside.
Well, I was going to ask you, is there
we'll
something?
Talk about
it's supposed
that
to get down
week.
To 37 this Saturday, I believe.
Yep, not bad enough to worry about your motor yet.
Okay.
But when it gets down in there, we'll talk about that and what to do when it freezes or maybe storing your boat, that kind of thing, as we get into December. And we'll talk about that because we have some hard freezes in December and January.
Right.
Then it starts warming up in February. So,
right.
You know, not too long. So we'll talk about that and how to protect your boat for short periods of time or long periods of time. We'll hit that subject next week. So we talked about fuels,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about not using, use the proper grade of fuel, regular, mid-grade, you know.
That was informative to me because we even, you know, translated that to cars.
Right,
because I always thought premium gas was the way it was better.
So use what the manufacturer recommends. You're wasting your money otherwise.
Right.
Remember we talked about ethanol and non-ethanol fuels.
Yep.
If you boat, you want to use a non-ethanol fuel, okay. So that helps.
Mm-hmm.
You should treat your fuel no matter what fuel type you're using. You should treat it for while you're running. When you have your treatment, you can read it, and it'll say that you need to treat your fuel tank for use. You treat your fuel tank for use. And that way, you're always ready.
Right.
So if something does come up or something's happening and your fuel tank is already treated, you can treat your fuel tank, and your fuel would be good on a fresh tank of fuel for up to a year.
Oh, that's great.
So treat your fuel as you go.
That's boat smart.
That is boat smart. So do that. That'll save you some money. That'll
right.
make sure you don't end up with bad fuel. And definitely non-ethanol is what I'm going to recommend for all boats.
Okay.
Okay, unless it's diesel. Somebody's going to catch me on that one.
Ah.
If it's diesel, use diesel. Okay. All right. But remember, I said stop at a gas station that has a lot of high turnover.
That was such an interesting fact that you gave last week because I had not ever thought about that. That is so smart.
Busy gas station, is the best ones to go to.
Explain why.
Because the high turnover of fuel, okay? A fuel goes bad after a couple weeks sitting. And that's no different than when they're sitting at a fuel stop as well. The fuel starts to deteriorate. Well, if you have a high turnover, their tanks, they're getting filled every week, right? But you may come across a station that gets filled once a month or something. So that fuel is not going to be as good as the fuel you get with a high turnover station, right?
Makes perfect sense.
Also, we talked about water in the fuel. Okay.
Yep.
Ethanol, non-ethanol fuels don't, they don't pull water in as bad. Okay. Your ethanol fuels that have ethanol will really pull in water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's another thing you got to worry about. So you want to make sure that you you use a non-ethanol for that. Also, fuel stops can have water in their system. So you see,
that surprised me when you said that.
No, because so they have filter systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the filter basically is a sediment filter, but it's also a water separating filter as well. Okay. Just like you would have on your boat, you have a sediment filter, water separating filter. So it catches water and separates it. And so that's what happens in a filter if you're using a proper filter on your boat.
Right.
Okay. And what happens that once it fills for water, in other words, it will hold so much water,
mm-hmm.
but then it will pass the water through to your engine.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
No difference at the fuel stops. If they don't change your filters and maintain your filters, and they get there's going to be water in fuel tanks. There's no doubt. You know, coming through the ground, through rain, through condensation, there's always going to be water in fuel.
Right.
Right. How much water, you know, it depends on the station and how much turnover they have and that kind of thing. But the filter itself is what's very important also. So if they don't change your filters, you could get some water in your fuel tanks. Now, and I said this last week, I've had three customers in a row come to my when I had my business. Unbelievable. They go to the same station.
Oh, wow.
And they all had this fuel, you know. Like,
same issue.
Yeah. And you have to determine where did they get the water from.
Right.
Because is it a fuel system problem on their boat or is it, and you have to do an investigation.
Because was it the original gas that they put in from the station?
If you start getting a couple boats or in a, and you start asking questions, well, what fuel stop did you use and when did you use it? You know?
That's
so that could be a problem too.
That's interesting because I typically use the same gas station for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I used a different one. It was more convenient.
Yeah.
And my car is not running the same.
It could be the fuel.
Yeah. I mean, it was very obvious.
Yeah. So you don't get as best fuel economy. You have a miss, those kind of things.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's the same factors with the boat as well.
Interesting.
Okay. So pay attention to that, right?
Right.
Also make sure you do have the proper filters on your boat, your fuel filters.
How often would they need to be changed? Is that like
100 hours or every once a year, basically? If you start having problems and you want to do it more, that kind of situation, you always check your fuel filter.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it out into an empty jar, see if you have water. When you pour fuel and water into a jar, a clear jar or container, you will actually see it separate.
Interesting. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
The fuel will be on top,
mm-hmm.
water will be on bottom.
Right.
Right. And that's where you get your fuel. It'll pick up the water before it picks up the fuel because your fuel pickup it goes down low in your fuel tank. An inch or so off the bottom.
I'm actually following you because I did have some chemistry classes. This totally makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then we have what we call phase separation, which now you have water,
mm-hmm.
fuel, ethanol.
Oh, okay.
And those three, you can see a three definite distinctions between those three.
Interesting.
And you cannot put, if your ethanol separates from your fuel, you can't put it back together. It's not going to go back together. You can't do anything to make it happen. You have to clean your fuel system.
Okay.
And you have to start over.
So if a boat owner starts to detect there's an issue and suspects that it's the fuel and what you're talking about, would they go to a place like Key Marine?
Definitely.
Get it serviced?
Yeah. Yes. And they know the right way and the safe way. It's very important. The safe way to pull the fuel out of your tank to get rid of the fuel properly, okay,
mm-hmm.
dispose of it, which you know, that kind of thing, and to make sure that they get all the bad stuff out and they give you recommendations of what you need to do in the future. Once that happens, you still need to monitor your filters and everything. Okay,
that's great.
So, yeah.
That's great.
So, that wraps up the fuel systems.
Right.
Next week, we'll start talking about what to do when it freezes.
Okay.
That kind of thing. And then we'll be talking about Christmas pretty soon, huh?
It's here.
It's coming
December
up.
1st is Sunday.
Coming up.
coming up.
Yeah.
So
thank you all for listening today. I will be back next week. And we're just, you know.
Stephan, thank you so much. You're always fascinating. And I know you're just a great teacher at Georgetown Technical College. Thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring today.
No doubt.
And we've got news coming up next. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.